My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The show streams live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Town and Country Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, knowledgeable staff, and the highest quality products. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to chatting with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is, well, it's essential. And if you do it right, priceless for the quality of your life. You know, today we're kind of gliding through, you know, thinking we can just kind of keep pushing everything off on the back burner. And what we end up doing is taking these tiny little things that could be fixed or remedied or at least solved, and we let them turn into big, gigantic messes, and then we're facing mountains rather than speed bumps. And then we wish we had done something differently, and we wish that we had paid attention, and we wish that we would have prioritized our health. But, you know, looking back, you know, what they say, hindsight's 20/20. So what we really need to do is just start thinking about some things we can do along the way that might make things a little bit better. Pay a little bit more attention to ourselves, you know, make sure we are putting good nutrients into our system, being a little bit better about our sleep, our diet, our exercise, and our decompressing our stress, and make sure that we're working on our attitudes as well. A negative attitude can take you down by leaps and bounds, and if you're around negativity all the time, it can strip you of your positivity very quickly. Every day here on the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things that, you know, relate directly to our good health and the things we should be focusing on, and many times the things we, you know, just don't focus on enough. Here on the NBC Sports 920 station, we are trying to bring about change. And the good idea about bringing about change is that you allow people to have choices. Compliments, choices, and availability of doing things a little bit differently. And, you know, that's really great. Because, you know, I think a lot of us just don't know which way to go. And it's so confusing. You know, when we had less information, it was a lot easier. Now we have so much information, it's more confusing than ever before. So tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because to me, it's all about education, information, quality, integrity, and knowledge. And that's what you get at Stay Healthy. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Make sure to stop by their store and check out a full service environment and see what a fully packed store full of the best of the best is all about. Walking out with peace of mind and all of it in that full service environment. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Make sure to bring your questions with you. You're going to learn a lot along the way, and I think that's a awesome thing for us to be able to do, to learn and educate ourselves and ask questions and get answers that make sense. Remember to like them on Facebook and go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Leave your email on the webpage and you'll be privy to upcoming newsletters, specials, and all kinds of good stuff. So make sure to check that out. Well, today we're going to be talking about CBD, the benefits, who to use it, when to use it, how to use it, why to use it. And there's nobody I can think better than to have a great conversation with than my friend Stuart Tomk. Stuart is a recognized authority on dietary supplements with over 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. Formerly the vice president of North American Urban Spice, where he served for 10 years, in addition to his service as global educator for omega-3 market leader Nordic Naturals. Stuart is known for his extensive print interviews and contributions to noted books on integrated medicine, as well as well over 4,000 radio appearances. A renowned educator, Stewart recognizes CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health and envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from agricultural hemp. Help me welcome my guests. Hey, Stewart.
Hey, doctor. How are you? It's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so blessed to know you. And we often refer to stay healthy. I don't know if you know this. When people ask us, what is the very first account that you can remember that the plus CBD? I'm serious. We call stay healthy our very first account. Now, I think it might have been within the first 5 or 10, whatever. But to my knowledge, I can't think of a store that had the product, because when I walked in there, stay healthy was carrying the product that we made for hemp meds all those years ago before we released the Plus CBD oil product line. Isn't that right?
That is right. And Marge was very, very much on the ball with this and ready to move forward and long before anybody else even in this area started bringing it in.
Oh, she was the first. And I have a video clip that I lost because I just don't archive these things. But I had a wonderful video clip because our products used to be right behind the counter on the little shelf where there were some of the more, let's say, edgier, esoteric offerings. And I love how we had evolved from this kind of, oh, we know it's very helpful, but maybe a little gray kind of taboo-y kind of thing, to front and center. So I want to thank you for all of the years of your education and stay healthy and Marge, and just going back to what you said about her being ahead of the curve and being ahead of the trend. Wow, this is one that you can write down in the history books if you're the very first store that we can think of to carry hemp CBD in a health food store in America. That's a great thing to add to her bio.
Well, you know, she's always been way ahead of the game and brings things in when people are still basically just reading about it and talking about, you know, and I think that's what it's added to Stay Healthy's not only visibility but credibility. And I think that that's, you know, they've been around a long time. You know, they're in their fourth decade, and, you know, Marge has been with them a long time now, and she's really dialed in. Sometimes, you know, she's telling me things that I don't even know. So, I mean, that's amazing.
Well, I think it's dialed in, and, I'll be real blunt here. You asked me to talk about, Marge said, let's talk about the gummies today a little bit, and you can't even imagine how she's tapping into the frequencies of the universe, and I'll tell you why, because Dr. Jeff, you've tried our gummies, haven't you?
I have.
Okay. If anybody else is listening that has tried our gummies, we want to use this to make a point. Anyone who has tried our gummy, have you noticed when you eat our mango flavor or the punch flavor, either one, that our gummies taste a bit like you're eating a hemp plant? Have you noticed you have that aftertaste at the end that lets you know you were actually eating a hemp plant? Right?
Well, it lets you know that you're not being fooled into just candy.
Okay, now we're getting into something very important. Yeah. So if it just tastes like candy,
right,
then the gummy is void of the scent molecules.
Yeah.
So what are the scent molecules? The scent molecules are the volatile aromatic terpenes that we've known about in aromatherapy for many, many, many years, and it's a very sophisticated, very nuanced, subtle form of medicine and plant healing. So the aromatic, volatile compounds, if you cannot taste that pepper, that's what you're tasting right at the end. That pepper note is from something called beta-caryophyllene. Now, I know we've talked about that before, but this is the only show where we get to do the super, super deep dive. That beta-caryophyllene that our gummy tastes like is the same scent molecule that's found in black pepper, which is why black pepper has a little bite to it, and black seed oil. Do you ever use black seed oil, Doc?
I do.
Okay. Remember how we didn't know how it worked for years?
Yes.
We didn't know. I remember Dr. Ingram was probably wasn't he one of the first guys into black seed oil, you think?
I think so. And the most visible person, yes.
That I knew of, yeah. And so, you know, all these things, the Prophet Muhammad is said to have proclaimed that black seed oil could cure anything but death. I mean, I don't know if that's a claim. It's kind of hyperbolic, right? You know, black seed is mentioned in the Old Testament, too, and was found in the tomb of King Tut. Well, it appears as if there are many aromatic, interesting compounds in the black seed products, but one in particular is beta-caryophyllene. That's the pepper-tasting stuff in our gold oil, in our gummy, that lets you know you're eating a whole plant. So beta-caryophyllene itself in nature is one of the only identified CB2 receptor agonists. So black pepper by itself is anti-inflammatory because black pepper contains beta-caryophyllene that speaks to the CB2 receptor and slows down a hyperactive immune response. We're learning now that a lot of herbal extracts that we couldn't identify how they worked work because of things like beta-caryophyllene. So if your gummy doesn't taste like a hemp plant, it's probably made with pure, isolated, 100% crystallized CBD. And to Dr. Jeff's point, if it tastes like a gummy and it doesn't taste like black pepper, then you're only getting one part of the hemp plant. And the best way that we can break this down, and I don't think we've talked about it like this before, let's take a look at isolated CBD that is taking over the natural product industry right now. How many of these products have you seen recently, Doc, that are coming into the health food stores with 1,000 or 1,500 milligrams of CBD in a 1-ounce bottle? You've seen them, haven't you?
Of course.
You hold them up to the light. Everyone, go into a store, hold them up to a light, go outside in the sunlight. If it looks like water, when you turn it, you don't see some oil kind of viscosity and consistency. It's probably an isolate. Now, if it's an isolate, it's not broad spectrum. It's not full plant. So let's do a little thought experiment. How big of a role do you think there is in medicine for pure vitamin C ascorbic acid isolated from the rest of the orange chemistry without any of the cofactors or bioflavonoids? What is the medical use of pure vitamin C ascorbic acid in human health, Doc? What do you think?
I think it depends. I think it depends on whose philosophy you're going to. Are we going by the philosophy of a doctor or the philosophy of somebody walking into a health food store?
You see how complicated it gets, right? Have you seen the recent arguments that the ascorbic acid may cause you to sequester iron?
I have seen that.
Yeah.
And so, that's the second time that's come around.
So the point is, we don't know for sure. You see how both of us are experts, and none of us can tell you with certainty that Linus Pauling was right. Because when you study it, if you have cancer and you're eating pure ascorbic acid, you're going to feed that metabolic rate of that cancer cell. So you don't want that at all. Also, if you're under chemotherapy, radiation, and you're taking all kinds of antioxidants, and you actually want pro-oxidative destruction of cancer cells, the last thing you want to do is throwing a whole bunch of free radical mopping antioxidants into your system. So whether or not pure isolated vitamin C has a role outside of being a preservative, that's my opinion. I think that's the only thing that's for, because how often do you see subclinical scurvy in the Western world, Doc? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So there is no real health benefit of pure vitamin C ascorbic acid, in our opinion, on a daily use pattern. There is an argument to be made. You just heard what Dr. Jeff said, and there are others out there that are still holding fast to the vitamin C ascorbic acid argument. However, doctor, aren't there large voices that are saying, true, vitamin C has a role, but the way that we may best utilize it is if the vitamin C is extracted from food, from oranges, or any other food with naturally occurring plant cofactors and bioflavonoids. Isn't there equally as many people that believe that the whole food complex of vitamin C is far superior than isolated ascorbic acid?
Of course. Actually, more, I think.
Probably right now a bigger audience. So we're going to pick on some brands. These are friends of mine. So, okay, Megafoods Complex C. Mm-hmm. Everyone these are for the industry veterans, okay? Next time you're in Stay Healthy, look at how much vitamin C, and make sure that they're not adding a little bit of ascorbic acid. They do that in some of those formulas because the true food-based vitamin Cs, Camu Camu, Orange, Acerola, those are low milligram amount of ascorbic acid, but it contains all of those other naturally occurring plant cofactors and the sugar and the bioflavonoids and all of those things. So I'm hoping that that helps answer the question about the gummies in a much deeper way. I've seen gummies out there that people say, wow, these taste just like candy. That's a joke. Go to a movie theater. Buy a sugar gummy. That's not going to help you because isolated CBD dropped into a gummy won't help you at all at 5, 10, or 15 milligrams. That's not what that product is for. Isolated 100% pure CBD has a very important medical role, and that product is what you use for treatment-resistant epilepsy because isolated CBD is now available in a pharmacy with an insurance reimbursement, hopefully, a child-proof cap, and instructions. So that's a different product, different market, different customer. So I hope that that triangulates into the gummy in a much deeper way. It's also a vegetarian tapioca-based. We didn't want any gelatinous animal material in there. And it is important that it has that aftertaste, that little black pepper, so you know it has the beta-caryophyllene that's speaking to the cannabinoid 2 receptor that's dampening your hyperactive immune response so that you can heal more effectively. What we're learning is if people took one or two of those gummies a day or the equivalent amount of CBD every day as their hemp extract that contains CBD, if they take it daily, religiously, consistently, then they might not need as much and they might not get as stressed out when they get stressed out. That's something that we're starting to see. And you called that early on, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You said, what about the unintended good consequences of taking it for something and noticing that it's helping somewhere else? So that strategy, that this is a daily tonic to help you heal yourself, is making more and more sense. So I hope I answered that question on the gummies with more detail.
You know, you did. Thank you. Do you remember how things have changed as far as our awareness? There was a time when I was just coming up through the ranks when we were always told people to take mega amounts of vitamin C and mega amounts of calcium and magnesium, well into the thousands. And of course, the philosophy today is, you know, when you're not getting it from, you know, rock sources or, you know, isolated individual stripped down nutrients, you can get it from the food base and you do not have to take as much anymore. It's not about the dosage. It's about the absorbability of the product. And I think that has dramatically changed, and there is some retraining that's going on in that area because we've always been told that, you know, take your vitamin C, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10,000. And, you know, you look at some of these whole food vitamin Cs and the dosage is less, but the benefits are so much better. So that's been a learning curve.
Yeah, no, that is a re-education. And I have to say that on the surface, it might look like we don't know what we're doing. No, it's the exact opposite, okay? We are the most neuroplastic people in this industry because Dr. Jeff and I and all of our other friends that are scientists and researchers and educators, we just want to find the most salient, relevant, newest information. And you made an excellent point. Not only did we miscalculate megadose antioxidants, remember in 1918, we miscalculated high-dose aspirin.
Yeah.
Most people have no idea that the Spanish influenza of 1918 was in large part exacerbated by giving people way too much aspirin. And now they have found out that even that daily baby aspirin that we all thought was gospel earlier this year, if anybody's been taking a daily baby aspirin, you might want to get on the interweb and look at the failed daily baby aspirin story. That doesn't mean that aspirin doesn't have a role. It just means you might not need to take it every single day. Do you remember Charlie Sirhan's work?
Yes, yes.
When I was at Nordic Naturals, and he combined aspirin with EPA in the body and found that if you have aspirin in your body and icosapentaenoic acid from omega-3 or from fish, that you produce something that is a pro-resolution lipid mediator. So there's a weird interaction between aspirin and EPA to produce some really cool anti-inflammatory products inside of the body. That doesn't mean that there's evidence to take aspirin every single day. In fact, if you take aspirin every single day, you might get all kinds of stomach bleeding. Now, that's why we were so excited to teach people that our red label, our red soft gel, that red soft gel product, that raw product, that is an herbal Advil, herbal aspirin alternative. You can take that product every single day without the ulcerogenicity, without the side effects, and get many of the benefits from aspirin because the raw product contains the acid form of cannabidiol, CBDA. And as many times as we've talked about that, that CBDA is confusing to people, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much.
It freaks them out. Why do you think that is? Because it's like there's CBD and then there's CBDA, and it's like, there's THC and CBD, and now there's, there's 100 of them. So get used to them. You better learn about all of them. But that CBDA, that acid, that is magical stuff because it has the same action at the enzyme target that aspirin works on without the side effects. So I've been working on language, as you know, and we've been doing this together, on how to communicate red, green, and gold. So when they walk in to talk to Marge or somebody at Stay Healthy or any of the other stores that carry our products, we can speed it up and simplify it. So I'm going to run it by you. I've worked on it for years. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be the first one to hear it live. Ready? Here we go. You walk in to Stay Healthy. You see the red soft gel, the green soft gel, and the gold soft gel. Okay? And next to them, you see some dropper bottles, too, right? We have some liquids.
Oh, yeah.
The maximum dose, listen, the maximum daily dose is 15 milligrams a day. That's your limit. That's your maximum dose. Okay? Mm-hmm. However, you might only need 1 milligram, from 1 to 15. So 7 would be in the middle. That would be like 50%. You want to find out where are you from 1 to 15 milligrams with red, green, and gold. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Red, anti-inflammatory. Green, stress. Gold, pain. Red, inflammation. Green, stress. Gold, pain. Red, inflammation. Green, stress. Gold, pain. Makes more sense?
Yes.
Between 0 and 15 milligrams, how much do you need? Well, start low and go slow. Are you a 3-drop person? Are you a 7-drop person? Once you find out that you're a 15-milligram woman, you may take a gold soft gel instead of taking drop, drop, drop. So it's taken us years to understand these products well enough to reduce it to a Madison Avenue soundbite. And isn't that one of the sad realities of the world that you and I live in, that everybody wants that reduced Madison Avenue soundbite? And they may not want all of the backup information to support it.
You know, I posted something on Facebook just recently. It says, everybody is still astounded when they hear of somebody living over 100 years. And when they get a chance to talk to this person, they want them to give them one hint that they could start doing right today that would let them live to 100. And the answer is really funny because the answer for many of these people is treat your body like you needed it for 100 years.
Whoa!
You
that
know,
is
so
beautiful.
It's not that you can just, you know, wave the magic wand. I mean, you still have to do other things. There are many other things that are involved, but we have learned how to, you know, smash the symptoms and get them out of the way because they're annoying. And we want somebody to tell us one thing that makes everything better and go away. We don't want to know why. We just want to know what works the fastest with the less work on our side. And that has become human nature.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And this conversation that we have, if we really break it down to its core, we're trying to inspire people.
Sure.
That's our job. I mean, it's edumatainment, but it's also inspiration, too, because we want to motivate people to do things. So I wanted to add to that understanding of, let's say you walk through the door for the first time, you're listening to this, and you say, okay, inflammation, stress, pain, and my back hurts, and I'm really stressed out, and I'm in a lot of pain. You could take one of each. No, really. I mean, when people really figure out that it's not as mysterious as it looks, and so I want to give people permission. I want to give you permission to use what we've learned all the years we've done this, when I talk to the most sophisticated integrative physicians in the world, they say to me, Stuart, the complex cases that don't seem to respond to anything, two soft gels of the red, one soft gel of gold. Why, doctor? She says, the raw product, that's like nature in a bottle. That's an herbal aspirin alternative. It is completely different than any product we've ever had. It feeds the endocannabinoid system, where the gold is refined, distilled, highly concentrated, and focused on the fat-loving, lipo-loving cannabinoids and vitamin E. That gold product is 50% fatty acids. The raw product is like 10% fatty acids. They completely different matrices. So if it's a challenging situation, you've been working on it for years. You can't even identify it yourself. You just know you don't feel right. We all know when we feel great. Like today, I feel great. I got sick the last few days. I didn't feel great then. I feel great today. You're allowed to know when you feel great. So I also came with some tips, too, not only to give you permission to add the two soft gels of red and the one gold for the challenging conditions. I'm going to give you some hacking tips on how to improve your CBD results with other dietary supplements today. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, so when you go in to stay healthy, there's some other things that we should be buying along with our CBD that I think should end up being mandatory for optimum CBD effect.
Okay.
And that would start with the gut, right?
Of course.
Wouldn't it start with the gut? Does it make sense that people that are taking CBD that have a lot of dysbiosis and a lot of funk in their gut might not be getting the benefits that they need because of the interaction between the friendly bacteria and the neurons in the gut and the neurons in the brain that all express cannabinoid receptors? If the friendly and the funky bacteria live right next to the neurons that express the cannabinoid receptors, do you think that there's an interaction there, Doc?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Oh, so we're just doing this now long enough to realize that there are people that listen to this show that get motivated, that want to get a hemp extract and not a marijuana product. They want to trust plus CBD oil and not the other brands. Then they go in the store and they take the product, like we say, red for inflammation, green for stress, gold for pain. You're either a 1 or a 15. You've got to find your number. And then they report back, I got results, but not quite what I was looking for. The gut, improve your health, get the most out of your CBD. So we're trying to help you understand that CBD can improve your health. I love what Dr. Jupp said. How about you treat your body like you want it to live 100 years? Why don't you improve your health first and then get more out of your CBD? So I like the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the essential formulas. Is that one that you care for?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I love it. I know it's different than things like the Gyrodopolis products that I also love, too, and other products. But I like the food prebiotic stuff, the feeding stuff in the O'Hara's probiotic, don't you?
Yeah. Are you familiar with Garden of Life brand, the doctor's?
I've not taken it, but I know of it. Is that one that you also care for?
I really, really like what they've done with those, and they've made them condition-specific, too.
So that would be, there's both. We have to have these transient strains. Like we need a whole bunch, right? Prebiotics, probiotics, all different kinds. We're still figuring that out, right?
Yeah, but they're all necessary. And I really like what they've done because they prepare you, they nourish them, they feed them, they pat them on the back, and then they burp them, then they put them to bed. So I think all that part of the culture is important. How it does, what it does when it gets there, what you do with it once it's there, and how you use it in the long run. So I think that's important.
Do your own homework.
Yes.
Whichever probiotics are really personal. When you talk to 1,000 different industry people, they'll be like, I like this one. I like this one. The good news is everybody's on the gut microbiome.
Yes.
Is the second brain. So if your brain isn't feeling right, and your second brain, you're all distended, you're bloated, you have bad digestion all the time, why don't we improve your health to get more out of the CBD that you're paying for? So probiotics are foundational. Number two, ultimate omega. Or any other highly unsaturated fatty acid, EPA and DHA, because I have my own theory that I've only heard a few people talk about, I wanted to share with you, and that is that the benefit of the Mediterranean diet is equally as much because of the metabolites that the foods that they eat produce in their body even more than the primary food sources. This is a heady concept, but if you take the lipid pool, if you eat olive oil, if you eat extra virgin olive oil, for example, which is the product we use to carry our CBD in, extra virgin olive oil produces oleoethanolamide, which is an endocannabinoid cofactor that your body uses. What we're learning now is the metabolites from olive oil are really good, where the metabolites from corn and soybean oil are nah. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the right omega-3, 6 balance and the right ratio of whatever fats you can or cannot tolerate, you know, a lot of people are out there on the paleo ketogenic thing, and they haven't done 23andMe and don't know if they're APO4E. So one of the ways to avoid that trap is just to make sure you get more EPA and DHA, because the endocannabinoids are made from highly unsaturated fatty acids. So if you have too much arachidonic acid, think about that for a moment, Doc. Do you think all these paleo and primal people that are going keto, tomahawk, steak, wild, might, unbeknownst to themselves, dramatically changing their ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, and they end up being obligatory carnivores like cats and have way more arachidonic acid in their tissues than they thought they would have?
I think so. But, you know, what's interesting is how many of them have either on their own, I guess, hunch, or maybe they're just guessing along the way, have started to increase both probiotics and omega-3s. And I've seen it as I've been reading a lot of the keto stuff that's out there. I don't know where they're getting it from, but I'm glad they are.
Excellent. Beautiful. That's what's great. It's like all these roads are converging. The fact that your body makes anandamide, which is your body's THC, from arachidonic acid. If you have too much arachidonic acid in your tissues relative to EPA and DHA, every time there is an immune inflammatory insult, through the prostaglandin pathway, you will convert arachidonic acid into pro-inflammatory eicosanoids. And that's why you take aspirin, because aspirin blocks the cyclooxygenase pathway that converts arachidonic acid into pro-inflammatory prostaglandins. Now you know you could take the Red Raw Formula CBDA product, which behaves like herbal hemp superfood Advil aspirin alternative. Are you getting this now? To modify cyclooxygenase, but not completely knock it out like aspirin does. Because it's a way to modify that system. So we want to make sure we have enough EPA and DHA, because the body makes its own THC from arachidonic acid. Now, it's very complicated, and I'm not going to take you down this complete rabbit hole, but I'll give you a little bit of it. Arachidonic acid is not pro-inflammatory, and EPA and DHA are not anti-inflammatory. This is where people have it totally messed up. Because the fats by themselves, they have no moral compass or no moral value at all. They have no moral compass or no moral value. Here's what we learned from Bill Lanz. Omega-6 is only toxic to the degree that it exceeds omega-3 in the tissue hoofa. That's still an oversimplification, because the neutrophil makes the call. You don't make the call, your immune system makes the call to convert arachidonic acid into an endocannabinoid, a pro-inflammatory hormone-like compound, or lipoxin A4, which is a pro-resolution lipid mediator. So there's so many moving parts here. The point is you need to have enough EPA and DHA to balance out the arachidonic acid that your body uses to make these endocannabinoids and other inflammatory products. So nix the 6, eat the 3, take some Ultimate Omega. We like the Garden of Life product. We like the Jarodophilus product. We like the probiotics from Essential Formulas and others. The other one would be, let's also feed the immune system and the bugs with a little bit of host defense turkey tail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love the turkey tail. Because it's not only good for the immune system in its own way, which we don't have time to get into today, but it also helps to feed those bugs, another prebiotic food, that turkey tail. So again, improve your gut health, improve your health, get more out of your CBD. I mean, I'm struck now, all those years later, I heard Ethan Rousseau, one of the great experts, make a very simple statement. And he said, when you're healthy, so is your endocannabinoid system. And your gut feels good and you maintain a stable weight. You've got a good mood and clear eyes and you don't get sick and you're fun to be around. Right? All that is called you're healthy. Why do we need all this help with CBD and phytocannabinoids? Well, because we're totally out of balance. Mm-hmm. And this endocannabinoid system, we talk to it a little bit with the black seed oil. We talk to it a little bit with the frankincense and the oregano. We talk to it a little bit with the probiotics. We talk to it a little bit with the fatty acids. But guess what's been persona non grata? What has been illegal and unavailable for us to use until very, very recently? The actual phytocannabinoids and the other compounds that actually modulate your ECS. So I hope that that is helpful to our listeners, that if they improve their health, they can get more out of their CBD and help you get into the state that Dr. Jeff said, where you treat your temple every day like you want it to last 100 years.
You know what's interesting is quite a while back, you know, I was listening, I was at the store and I was listening to Marge, and she was talking to somebody about CBD, and she said, you know, you have to make sure that you're supporting your body. And she was talking about a multiple vitamin, and she was talking about probiotics and omega-3. She goes, these are things that are going to support the way that your CBD works. And it was a while back. And I kind of went, well, I guess. And I mean, I didn't jump on it at all. I just kind of, because she's always like four steps ahead of me, you know. So, and I kept thinking to myself, and here we are talking about it today. And she was on this platform a while back, and I'm kind of like, oh, okay. I get it.
Well, there's a new scary thing that came up that we need to have her and everyone just keep saying what she was saying. Did you notice just this week that the European group, EMA, they ruled that omega-3 medicines are not effective and no longer authorized for heart attacks in Europe? Did you hear about this?
I did.
The European Medicines Agency has said omega-3 fatty acid medicines are not effective in preventing further heart attack and blood vessel problems after heart attack, meaning medicines containing DHA and EPA for this purpose will no longer be authorized for use.
Wow.
So people are thinking, oh, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. No, slow down. Earlier this year, the Reduce It trial showed that in type 2 diabetics that were treated with statin drugs, at 4,000 milligrams of icosapentaenoic acid over 5 years, lowered death 25%. Both people are right, both people are wrong. Is it a drug? Is it a food? It depends on the concentration, doesn't it, Doc?
Yeah.
Now you talk about getting open-minded. Vitamin D from the sun is free. And if you have rickets, she will write you a prescription to get 50,000 IUs of D3 that you have to get filled in a pharmacy unless you can find it in a health food store, which you can in America, but you can't in Canada, and you can't in England, and you can't in Australia. Did you know that? You can only get 5,000 IUs of D3 in Australia. You can get 50,000 IUs of D3 as a prescription. This is starting to make a lot more sense. So when someone says omega-3s are no longer effective for heart attacks, no. Highly concentrated EPA, 4 grams a day for 5 years with type 2 diabetics that are statin-treated and resistant, will lower death 25%. That's different than people that eat fish, that don't eat land-based food all day long. You remember Bill Lands, my teacher, right?
Of course.
Old man Bill?
Yeah.
He was so good. He was the most evolved Ben Kenobi scientist I've met. And he used to say this. It was so beautiful. He said, kid, people that eat maritime diets, that live along the water and fish, those people die differently than people on a farm. You're like, okay. He said the people that eat more fish have more thrombotic events. Right?
Okay.
They have a heart attack. I'm sorry. The people that have that eat more fish have the bleeders. They will have bleeders. They will have strokes, as opposed to people that eat land-based diets have more thrombotic events, right, because of the heart attacks. He wasn't making a judgment as to which way was the best way to go. You see why I told that story?
Yes.
So this is critical that we understand that omega-3 is healthy for you for many reasons, and I think today we really touched on something that few are talking about, and those are the metabolites of the fats that we're eating that actually help to set the stage for your endocannabinoid tone. So kudos to Marge for being ahead of that, and for anybody that gets freaked out that they're seeing that they shouldn't be taking DHA and EPA for post-heart attack, the good news is it's probably safe, number one, because when you read the report, you know why they stopped recommending it, Doc? Because they couldn't find as big of a risk-reward benefit now that people are on so many other drugs. Wait a minute. Is that a good reason to stop recommending it?
No.
Not at all. So I'm so happy we were able to triangulate that. And then I also, I know you'd asked me to bring some new stuff before I run out of time here. Since I was on last, I think I mentioned to you, we were invited to speak to Congress, the Congressional Dietary Supplement Caucus briefing. Did I tell you that I was going to do that?
No.
It was so cool.
I bet.
So cool.
I bet.
Oh, my God. I'm there. I get there really early. I'm nervous. I'm sitting outside, and there are all these people coming in. I'm coming to Congress. I'm going to talk about CBD. It says, speaking invitation for Congressional Dietary Supplement Caucus briefing. And the attorney that I spoke with, her name was Miriam Guggenheim, and I've met her once before, and she's very powerful, intimidating, and I'm nervous because here is the Council for Responsible Nutrition in partnership with the American Herbal Products Association, the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, the United Natural Products Alliance, the Natural Product Association, all sitting in the front row there. It was wild. And here's what they said before we got started. They said, you might get heckled. Heckled? I'm thinking, wow, they're going to protest because they don't want the cannabis here on Capitol Hill. That isn't the story at all. What they said was the word got out that all the trade organizations were coming to D.C. to talk about hemp, and we were there the day that the hemp farming bill passed the House. Can you imagine that? While we were there, the concern was that big tobacco and big business was coming to take over the hemp plant, and these were independent hempers that wanted to come and protest against the big takeover of the hemp plant. Can you imagine? How fun is that?
Wow.
So they didn't show up. We didn't get the hecklers, but we had standing room only, and people were very, very, very excited to learn more. And, yes, still a few regulatory compliance issues for this ingredient, but once that farm bill passes, which President Trump is supposed to sign it like any day, Katie bar the door, because this hemp farming thing will explode. And the other parts of this, right, CBD was going to be made because it needed to be made. You know what's been held back? Hemp concrete. Because we don't grow enough hemp for industrial uses in this country, do we, Doc?
No, we do not.
So once he signs that farm bill and they get crop insurance, can you imagine the availability of CBD in the coming years with that much plant material in the country? Do you see where I'm going with that?
No, I'm excited. I'm very excited about it.
Because what if it, I mean, I'm just guessing, but as the price comes down and the availability goes up, that's how we're going to help heal the world, by making it even more available. Anyway, that's what's happening with the Farm Bill. You'll be able to find CBD everywhere in the not-so-distant future, but you won't get this kind of information.
No.
Unless you listen to this show and shop at places like Stay Healthy.
Well, you know, I have to give kudos because you guys have been the ones in the forefront fighting the fight. I mean, since the very, very beginning, and all the legal and all the studies and everything have been done with you guys. And you really have laid the pathwork and, you know, actually made a path, you know, actually cleared a path.
No, we really did. I mean, it's true. We took a lot of bullets. They say, you know, the first one through the wall gets all the arrows and everyone else gets a free ride. This was the right thing to do for society. We had to do it. And we want to take that leadership that we've earned, and we want to take that attention and put it back on these isolated crystal CBD that are not only are they cheap to make, they're missing all the cofactors. If you don't make them properly, meaning if you don't understand the synthetic biochemistry, if you don't make that molecule, that structure, the architecture of it properly, then the CB2 receptor doesn't get the activity that it's supposed to get. Interestingly enough, if you botch making isolated CBD, if you don't know what you're doing and you mess it up, it has direct activity for the CB1 receptor, meaning it'll actually have some of the same effects of THC. You don't want that at all. So please, do not buy isolated CBD products. They are equivalent to pure vitamin C ascorbic acid isolated from the rest of the orange, and you want all of the naturally occurring cofactors in the hemp plant together. The fatty acids are imperative. The plant sterols, the still beans, the lignans, the canaflavins. I mean, all these things are 100 bioactives in the hemp extract as opposed to one molecule in the isolated product. So when you taste our gummies, the reason they taste like black pepper is because that's the number one scent molecule in hemp called beta-caryophyllene that is an anti-inflammatory molecule. If your gummy tastes like a candy, it's made with isolated CBD, it's a joke, and you won't get the benefits you're looking for.
I have to tell you, Marge shared the article they did on you, and I posted it on my Facebook page, and it was a really good article.
Thank you. Yeah. It's just so great that we're all making history together here. It's amazing. Yeah,
it was really well done, and I think they did a really nice job on the article. So,
well, let's make that available if we can, and you know, everything that we can share. And you know, thank you again for creating the platform, creating the space. You know, people often say, "Wow, that was really great. Your webinars are different. Why can't I go back and listen to the real conversations?" This here, go back. If you like what you heard today, Dr. Jeff and I have years of these conversations recorded.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Years of them. Go listen to all of them.
And then when you're done with those, we have more years.
Oh, no. This is so beautiful. There'll be new stuff tomorrow. So I thank you, Marge, for asking us to cover some of those things because it was critical and important. I hope it makes sense to everybody. Red, anti-inflammatory. Green, stress. Gold, pain. Anti-inflammatory, red. Green, stress. Gold, pain. Know your number, 1 to 15. Know your number. What's your number, 1 to 15? It's simple.
Somebody just chimed in, and she said, I was doing the gold for pain, and it worked really well. And then I sent my husband in, and he didn't know what to get, and he brought me back red and green. So I said, well, this time I'll try the red and the green. And for me, the red and the green worked better in so many other areas. So what you're saying makes good sense.
Yes, yes, because in the green you have all of these products, and in the red that aren't even in the gold. Mm-hmm. If you can actually squeeze the soft gels out next to each other, then you look at them on a glass plate. One is a dark kind of green color, and one is a gold color. All those other cofactors in that green product. You heard me mention still beans. You hadn't heard that before. I slipped that one in on there, did you? Didn't I?
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
Just there's a new paper out that shows that there's some still beans and grossamides and all kinds of weird things in the hemp seed and the hemp seed shell itself. And normally when you eat hemp seeds and hemp seed oil, they've been irradiated and washed so that they can't germinate. So the idea that we're taking it all down, the seed, the stem, and the stalk in real time, so you could have some added blood sugar handling benefits from the green that you might not get with the gold because of those still beans. You have more of the terpenes in the green maybe than even in the gold, quantitatively. So perhaps maybe the green could be a little bit more sleepy to someone who is sensitive to those terpenes. If you're an exact opposite paradoxical responder like I am, don't take CBD at night because you know it will keep you up. But that's what, 1 out of 1,000 people are those paradoxical responders, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, CBD elevates the serotonin system. So one of the big misnomers here is that this stuff is sedating. No, it elevates. However, there's a bell-shaped curve. And so something that can be anxiolytic and make you feel really good and real calm at one dose the same thing you get 5 milligrams higher, it can become a little anxiogenic and make you a little bit nervous. So that's the fine tuning of the ECS. That's why we want to roll back the doses, increase the gut health, increase the HUFA load, use things like turkey tail and other things that can help the immune system, and with also prebiotic feeding as well. If we can get you healthy, you're going to get more out of your CBD. So I think it's really an invitation to nourish your body in a new way. Look, hemp is not new, and neither is the endocannabinoid system. We've known about this for a while. But people have been neglecting their endocannabinoid systems because they're not feeding it. That's what we're teaching you to do now. Nourish your body, nourish your ECS with CBD because it's helping you feel better.
Perfect.
And so for healthy people, start small and work your way up. Think adaptogenic, homeostatic, supportive, nourishing. For those in need of advanced need, take more. Feeding your body supplements and foods that boost the ECS might mean that you need less CBD. That's what I'm trying to say today. Nourish your body with a full spectrum hemp extract, and you might not need as much when you're stressed out. Feeding your body supplements and foods that boost the endocannabinoid system might mean that you need less CBD. That's a message.
Well, I'm going to end this today with your favorite sentence. Find your sweet spot.
Right. I'm going to get a bumper sticker that says that.
I want to thank you so much. A great year in radio, and I can't wait to talk to you in the new year. And I hope you and yours have a wonderful, healthy holiday. And hello to everybody, at the company. And thanks for all you do, my friend.
And thank you. We're going to circulate copies of this show everywhere. This was great. Thank you, Doc. I love you. And say hi to Marge for me, too, okay?
I sure will. Bye-bye.
All right, ciao.
My good friend Stuart Tomp with me today talking about CV Sciences plus CBD. All of the products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. And they're also Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They've been around a while, and they do it right every day. The store is a full-service store, fully packed with the best of the best every single day, and the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. And, you know, that really good feeling, that peace of mind feeling that this time around you're going to get it right because you've got a go-to person that you can talk with, work with, ask questions of, and leave with the right products for the right situation, because we're all different. And just because your friends are doing something doesn't mean that that's the way for you. And the only way to know is to be able to talk with someone and choose correctly with the quality products you're using. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read the industry articles. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And go ahead and add your email to their webpage. You'll be privy to upcoming newsletters, specials, events, and all that good stuff to keep you connected. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to them as well. I want to remind everybody that I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. It's the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, out of your schedule. And, you know, we're getting close to the end of the year here. Another year of awesome shows in the books. Remember, all of my shows are podcast archived for your download experience on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Every day, my shows are, because of my awesome producers and because of Lotus Broadcasting, they're all podcast and they're archived daily right there for you to download and listen when you find it convenient for you. This is a great show to be able to go back and listen to. And if you just scroll down, you could see all the shows that I've done with Stuart all year. So you can get a really good education because he brings the best information every time he's here. So once again, tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Go in and talk with them about CBD. Go in and talk with them about all these products, including the red, the green, the gold. Remember, we talked about all of them today, the red for inflammation, the green for stress, the gold for pain, and of course, those new gummies that are now available. And you have great choices to choose from. And like I said, the whole line you'll find right there at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health. The best guest in the industry helping all of us stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you again.